what comes up for me is this fetishization of cultures outside of your own. One of the reasons why I think that white culture falls into the trap of appropriation oftentimes is that, at least in America, because the normalized culture is American, there's less of an opportunity for nuances and diversions within that space, because they're kind of the ruler that we all become different against, right? Like white culture, and we're different because we're not white. And I think what happens is, because there hasn't been this deep exploration in white culture and fashion, and this deep diving into like, what does white culture, white American culture actually mean? White people are constantly looking for inspiration outside of their cultures to feel different, to feel expressive, to feel seen and not normalized, right? We live in a world, because of social media, where the more unique you are, the more likes you get, the more you bring. I mean, in theory, in reality, we're all kind of monolithic on social media, but the idea is you want to stand out in the noise, right? And so because of that need to want to like stand out in the noise of social media, white content creators are always looking outside, and creatives are always looking outside of themselves to find something to differentiate themselves from the norm, which is what their culture is considered. And so they fall into the trap of cultural appropriation and fetishization of marginalized community, because they're like, oh, that's so cool and shiny, and if I do it, I'll be different and I'll stand out. And so I think one of the ways to combat that is to celebrate, this is going to sound weird, celebrate white culture, not from the space of like white supremacy or, you know, majority privilege, but from the space of like, what is it that makes the culture of white Americans, and how does that show up in fashion? So that white people have something that they can tap into, so they don't feel as inclined to look externally for inspiration and expression from communities that are not really wanting you to use our stuff, because that's our story, right? So it goes back to like finding your own story. So I think, I think white people need to find their own story so that they can stop plagiarizing other people's story, especially when it comes to fashion, creativity, and design. And so because of the lack of story or narrative that's unique and fancy and glittery and shiny, I think it leads to people doing what that word is that I've never heard before. So thank you for teaching it.
But you teach me a lot more.
So. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.